Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Solo Founders Fail. Do I Need a Co-Founder? Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a startling statistic. 70% of startups with co-founders survive longer than solo ventures. But here's the plot twist. Choosing the wrong partner kills more businesses than going it alone ever could. So the question isn't really whether you need a co-founder. The question is whether you understand what you actually need. Let's start with the skills gap reality. When I work with founders, I tell them to conduct what I call the brutal honesty audit. List everything your business needs to succeed, then circle what you genuinely cannot do well. Most entrepreneurs fall into two camps. They're either builders who live in the product and technology world, or they're sellers who thrive on marketing and customer relationships. Very few are naturally both. If you're missing critical skills and can't afford to hire them, a co-founder might fill that gap. But if you can learn those skills or outsource them affordably, you might be better flying solo. But skills aren't the only consideration. There's what I call the emotional roller coaster factor. Entrepreneurship is a psychological marathon through a haunted house. Having someone who shares your vision, understands the stakes, and can shoulder the decision-making burden alongside you isn't just helpful. It's sometimes essential for survival. Co-founders provide accountability when motivation dips and sanity checks when you're making decisions at 2 a.m. However, and this is crucial, disagreements between founders are the second leading cause of startup failure. Here's a real example of how this plays out. I coached Sarah, who launched a fitness app. She was both a skilled developer and a certified personal trainer, seemed like the perfect solo founder. 6 months in, she was drowning. Customer service emails, social media marketing, user acquisition strategy. She was trying to be everything to everyone. Instead of frantically searching for a co-founder, she took a step back. She hired a virtual assistant for customer support and brought on a freelance digital marketer. Today, her app serves 50,000 users, and she kept 100% of her equity by identifying what she truly needed versus what she thought she needed. So here's your homework. Write down the top 3 things you struggle with most in your business right now. For each one, ask yourself this simple question. Can I learn this skill? Can I hire someone to handle this? Or do I genuinely need a partner who lives and breathes this area? Only pursue a co-founder for skills and responsibilities you cannot acquire any other way. Remember, a business partnership is like a marriage. It should solve real problems, not create new ones. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.